the ladies, just the ladies. Just the single ladies, just the single ladies. Just the married ladies, just the married ladies. None of you talk to me after the show. Okay, keeping track. So I am so pumped to be here in Boston. Home of my rowdiest fans in the country. And I want to just start by saying one thing. How about those Yankees? Too soon? I'm just messing with you, Boston. Come on. It's been a crazy year. I turned 30. Fuck me. Fucking 30, man. Some days I'm like, you know what? I'm 30. Life's pretty good. I'm pretty happy. And other days I'm like, oh God, I'm 30. I've done nothing with my life. I still use my college ID to get a dollar off of Subway. Plus, all my fucking friends are getting married now. Seriously, my typical week is Friday rehearsal dinner, Saturday wedding, Sunday hangover, Monday shame, Tuesday untagged photos. Repeat as necessary. And can I just say that I don't think that bridesmaids should ever be allowed to make speeches. They're never good. I hate when they tell the story of how the bride and groom met. It's always like, I'm so excited to be here to celebrate Rachel and Scott. Rachel and Scott met in the park. Their first date was bowling, and the rest is history. Bullshit! There's no way that's how they actually met. The rest is history. Come on! I may have had 12 beers and tried to kiss the bride's mom, but I'm not an idiot. But whenever I start to feel down about being 30 or about all my friends getting married, the one thing that keeps me going is logging onto Facebook and realizing that everyone I went to high school with who was cooler than me, more popular than me, or better looking than me are now none of those things. Have you guys seen the most popular kids from your high school recently? They look fucking horrible. And it's awesome.